stop the music. Stop the music.
Okay.
It's the night shift, Jeremy. This isn't the normal PG podcast.
Oh,
we need some
true.
New tunes. Let's okay. buckle up. Here we go. You ready?
Hit it.
All right.
You know, medical police completely surprised me.
I'm going to do my best to keep it together because the problem with this is that there are so many little things through it that had me crying laughing that if I start to think about them, you might hear me eventually like laughing and pulling away from the microphone. And if so, Jeremy will take over.
No, this is one of those medical police is one of those shows, kind of like Monty Python, where if you go in with an open mind, you are going to love it.
Yes.
It is so dumb.
It is.
And so funny at the same time.
It's Airplane. It's Naked Gun. It's all of those spoof type of shows and movies that you got to have if you're having kind of a rough day and you
don't
enjoy. Well, unless you use comedies
that's true.
To break you out of it. But if some people, they if they're having a rough day, they go into it in kind of a bad mood, may not find it as entertaining. I don't know. Each person is different. All I know is that every episode had at least one or two scenes that had me crying laughing. Now, as with any spoof, things will hit and things will miss.
Yes.
And there are misses, but man, the hits, like I told you, I would be driving around and I would think of something from the show and I'm just laughing, just thinking about it, just playing it over in my mind, just random stupid one-offs or little scenes. I mean, I will never ever be able to see a club scene in any movie or show ever again without thinking of this show and laughing. I don't care what the movie's about. Well, maybe some. If they were really serious, but any club scene there, because there's a scene in this show that takes place in the club. And I mean, oh my gosh, I give it 4.5 cups. It's definitely not for kids. It
no,
is TVMA.
No. Yes.
For a reason, a very good reason. Language and violence, no nudity.
No.
It's just language and violence, and just the content, the jokes, the humor. All that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, it's a funny show. Now, I went in on this show, and I had low expectations, mm-hmm. and I started to watch it, and I was like, I don't know about this. And then I'm just like very hesitant, and I paused it. I came back later in the day and watched it, and I loved it. And it's really funny. The story of medical police is that two American physicians in Sao Paulo, Brazil, discover mm-hmm. this kind of civilization pandemic kind of threat level terrorism. It's virus terrorism,
Yeah.
And they are recruited as government agents to kind of stop everything. And the two actors are Aaron Hayes and Rob Hubel?
I think it was H-U-E-B-E-L, so I would say Hubel or Hubble. Yeah. Rob
anyway, Hubble. For those of you who know, you'll probably know him off of The League. And he's just one of their side characters. He's a recurring character. He's one who is a sex addict. And in The League, he's hilarious. In this, he's hilarious. And, man, this show, it...
Well, the two of them... So there's... And I didn't know this until you had said something, is that there was a show on... Wow, was it Cartoon Network or whatever it was? We called Children's Hospital. And this is sort of... These characters were on that show, so it's sort of a, I don't even know if you want to say it's not like it's a sequel because it's a series, but
it's
same
a continuation,
universe.
A spinoff, kind of a spinoff.
Yeah, but they were on that as well, but they just have really good chemistry together on screen, and they have really good timing with each other. If you like kind of silly, spoofy humor, like if you ever watched Airplane or Naked Gun, or what are some more recent versions? You have like Scary Movie.
Yeah, I was going to say
Scary Movie.
That
those
kind
types
of, stuff.
Of spoofing things. Because this is spoofing medical shows, and it's spoofing spy thrillers, it's spoofing
and CSI,
action,
all that kind of stuff.
Sorry. Okay. Like I said, I'll just be able to think of scenes. For me, a comedy, if I can think of something from a show or a movie, and it calls itself a comedy, and I can think of it days later, and it makes me start laughing, then that's a win.
Yeah, for me, this one is a lot like improv. Mm-hmm. Like, Whose Line Is It Anyway? Or like any improv, like most of the improv stuff is not going to hit. And honestly, like shows like Whose Line Is It Anyway? You're not watching just a half-hour set. You're watching hours of just improv where they patch it together with the best ones of the day, you mm-hmm. know? And that's like this. You know, you're watching this, and you can't expect to laugh at everything. You can't expect to love everything. You can't expect everything to be 100% intellectual. But, man, some of the stuff floors you. It's so dumb, and it just gets you crying. Like Jason said, some of the stuff is so stupid, but so funny.
And see, you haven't finished all of it, and I binged it. I binged it, and I watched all of it. And, I mean, there are scenes that you've still not gotten to see that you're going to be in tears over. Like I said, it'll change the way you see club scenes in any movie moving forward. You'll be thinking about this particular scene from Medical Police. So if you like any kind of comedy where you have that kind of that silly spoofiness to it, where, you know, there's different styles of comedy, right? Not everybody likes the silly spoof type of humor, like, which is what this is, bar none.
Yes.
It is pure spoof. It is super over the top silly at times. But man, when it hits, it gets you so good. Like I said, I mean, tears coming down my face as I'm laughing and just being able to laugh about it for days later. I'm like, oh, well, that's easy. It's a win for me then. So, I mean, I gave it 4.5 cups.
And I gave it 4 because I thought it was a solid comedy,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, you know, honestly, a lot of people will watch the first episode and think this is just dumb. And that's okay.
By the end of the third,
but man,
you will be
the
hooked.
The show rolls. If you keep watching it, everything adds, and you just get more of a feel of it, and it just has you laughing. And the stuff they do is so absurd, so ridiculous, and so fun.
It has Henry Winkler, the Fonz, in it even.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, there's just that first episode, you have a scene with him and Dr. Lola Spratt.
Who would have thought that the Fonz would still be, you know, making movies and TV shows and still be funny.
There's a show on HBO that he is in right now.
Barry?
Yeah, that I have not watched yet, but I want to because I think he won an award for it.
I watched an episode of Barry. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, Henry Winkler, I believe last year won an award for his performance in that show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Go Henry.
All right.
Well done, Fonz.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't think I have a lot more about this, except for we're going to spoil things if we try to get you into things. And
we'll ruin the joke. Make it as funny as...
Yeah, it's like a stand-up routine. I don't want to tell you the jokes because I don't have the delivery.
No.
I can't remember it all. And you have to be in the moment.
Yeah. Well, and with this, there's also a lot of sight gags that go into it all, that if you don't have the scene in front of you that you're watching, the joke, even if it's delivered perfectly with timing and everything, it still doesn't hit the same because you don't have the visual in front of you as well. All I know is if you enjoy spoofy, silly kind of movies and such, then you're going to enjoy Medical Police because it's really well done in that regard. You know, it's right down that avenue, right? It only has like a 5.8 on IMDb, but that's, again, that doesn't surprise me. Because this kind of comedy is a very hit or miss with people. People will either think it's super dumb and just tune out, and then there'll be people like me who will watch it and take bits and snippets that they will laugh about for years to come.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll become part of my internal zeitgeist.
Yeah. And on that note, I think we're going to end. Go watch it if you want to laugh till you cry.
And you will on some of them.
Just again, keep an open mind and understand that this is stupid, dumb humor. There's some smart humor in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
But some of the dumbest stuff is what's going to make you laugh until you're just crying.
Oh, it's so great. I'm going
to
watch
it. It brings you back to that kind of like childlike just silliness. You know, when you're like a kid or like middle school or high school where you and your friend just do something dumb. Or say something stupid, and it just mm-hmm. makes you laugh, and you can't stop laughing, and that's what this is.
Did you ever watch Mel Brooks' movies?
Yeah.
I mean, again, same thing. This is all his movies. That's what they were like. The silly, spoofy kind of humor. And I enjoyed those types of movies growing up, and I still enjoy them. So, Medical Police on Netflix. Go enjoy it.
Yeah. As always, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Jason. We got you back. All right. If you want to get in touch with us, there are a number of ways you can do it. You can hit us up on Twitter at @the_PGpod. It's our new Twitter account. On Instagram at Parental Guidance Podcast, all together, lowercase, no spaces or anything like that. Or you can email us at pgpconnection@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you and to many more episodes. Remember, we got you back. The Parental Guidance Podcast is a creation of Silver Badger Productions. If you would like more information, go to www.silverbadgerproductions.com or on Twitter at @SilverBadgerPro.